Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Matthew's gospel, the Easter story, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Let us listen together for God's word. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said, 'Come, see the place where he lay.' Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings,' and they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" May God bless this reading and this hearing of the Easter story. Amen. I know what you're thinking. You're sitting at home going, two sermons on Easter Sunday? Come on, Pastor. But it's a big day, and certainly there are a need for words of hope, and Susan and I wanted to each offer just a brief word of hope. So here's mine. In just the past few weeks, we have developed a whole new vocabulary, haven't we? Words like Wuhan and COVID and Fauci and apex and hydrochloroquine roll off our tongues. Phrases like social distancing and social isolation and N95 masks are commonplace. And we've been able to make some distinctions between some things maybe we couldn't before. Distinctions between ventilator and respirator. Distinctions between a bear market and a recession. Distinctions between stay at home and shelter in place. In just a few short weeks, we have developed a whole new vocabulary. Why? We know why. Because a new reality has broken into the world, created by virus, spread by contagion. It makes sense that as this new reality has broken into the world, we've developed a whole new vocabulary to make sense of it and to describe it to one another. Once upon a time, there was another new reality that broke into the world that gave rise to another whole new vocabulary. The place was Jerusalem. The time was 2,000 years ago when a new reality broke in through a person named Jesus in an odd sequence involving a cross and death and an empty tomb. Now, before this odd sequence, there was this ancient, long cycle, an unhealthy cycle between God and God's people. Like lovers, the relationship started out close, but then as sometimes happens, there was division. Then there was anger. Then there was judgment and punishment, and then closeness again. And this cycle between God and God's people went over and over again until God said the time was right. And as God had planned all along, God made the decision to stop the cycle and to change it. So God became flesh in a person named Jesus. And Jesus taught and fed and healed and taught the people about transforming themselves and their institution into the ways and things of God. But as he taught and as he fed and as he healed and as he tried to show the way to transformation, he raised some eyebrows, he caused some blood to boil, and is certainly the case in our time, was definitely the case in Jesus's time, that there were some who preferred power to justice, religion to relationship, and violence to change. And with the people in power who had the most to lose, they simply conspired to kill Jesus, the messenger. And so they did. And it was successful. Soon they were arresting him and interrogating him. Soon he was crucified and died. And you know the story. He was buried in a tomb and sealed with a big rock. So at that point, when the stone seals the tomb, God had had enough. God had had plenty. God was so done with the old cycle. And rather than to repeat the cycle, God decided to do something else and to meet human violence, not with divine violence, but to meet human violence with love. See, that's our story, right? That first Easter morning, the Marys went to the tomb early to finish burying Jesus properly. They got there and they found that the stone had been rolled away. And in that moment, they were the first to recognize that the cycle had been broken. They were the first to recognize that Christ, who had died, was alive again. And recognizing that, they felt what you and I would feel. They felt fear and joy. And so it was with fear and with joy. They ran and they found Jesus. And when they found him, they dropped to their knees and they worshiped him. And then they went out and they told everyone else they met that Christ had risen, that the old cycle had been broken, and then a whole new reality of love in Christ had broken into the world. It was such an important reality, so world-changing, life-changing, that of course a new vocabulary developed around it. Soon they were using words like gospel, like resurrection, like hope, and like love, and like salvation. Soon they were using phrases like good news and do not be afraid and go and tell. Soon they were making distinctions between death and new life in Christ, between fear and joy, between God and Christ and the Holy Spirit. You see, this reality had broken in and a whole new vocabulary developed for them to make sense of it all and to describe it as best they could to one another. And that was a long time ago. And that new vocabulary has become the old vocabulary, right? An old vocabulary that's not been superseded. It's not irrelevant. I mean, sure, we have a new vocabulary made real or necessary by a new reality of COVID-19. And we're going to need this new vocabulary for a time. But as we use the new vocabulary, dear ones, Easter people, let's not forget the old vocabulary. You know, as we use the words COVID and apex and hydroxychloroquine, let's not forget to use the words hope and love and gospel. As we use the phrases bear market or intense market volatility, let's not forget to use the words, the phrase, do not be afraid. As we make distinctions between respirators and ventilators, let us not forget to make distinctions between death and new life in Christ. Whatever words come out of our mouths, let us remember to use the old vocabulary. In hospital rooms, in ambulances. Let's use the old vocabulary to one another at the grocery store, 6 feet apart through masks. Let's use the old vocabulary in Zoom rooms like this. Let's use the old vocabulary in our homes. Let's use the old vocabulary to shine light in the darkness and to tell one another about the best good news there has ever been. That Christ is risen. That there is life for all of us forever. And that nothing in this whole world, not even COVID-19, can separate us from the love of God in Christ. And oh yeah, before I close and before I forget, let's use another piece of the old vocabulary. As I say to you, and you say to one another with great joy, happy, happy Easter. Amen.